Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Mountaineer.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. That is freetalklive.com. Something we've been covering over the recent years, probably seems like it's been like the last half a decade, are the various different big tech and big finance corporations targeting people who have viewpoints outside of the mainstream, I think, for lack of a better term.
Operation Choke Point comes to mind.
That's from like several years ago now, I think, at this point. Choke Point, you're going to have to recap for our listeners what that was.
It's
probably still going on.
Well, as I recall, it was a bunch of financial companies were encouraged by the government to not process transactions for things like guns and ammo or drug paraphernalia, you know, things that are legal but are sort of considered edgy, I guess.
Porn was one.
Porn was also on the list. Yep. So, yeah, they were encouraged not to provide financial services for anyone who was in these sort of edge cases.
And those continue. Those stories continue. I just saw a headline within the last few weeks about, I think it was Visa, labeling gun-related transactions.
Oh, yeah, that's Visa, MasterCard. They're all on board with that now. They're not explicitly saying that you can't do it, but they do track every single transaction. So if you're buying any firearms related things, it's probably smart to either use cash, cryptocurrency, or some other fungible currency for that purpose.
Absolutely. And the control just continues to ratchet up. We're going to talk a little bit about CBDCs, which are that's a term for central bank digital currencies, and how that's going to make things even worse. But first, PayPal is in the news in the last day or so here for a new policy that they are apparently going to be rolling out coming up on November 3rd. It's been getting a lot of pass around on social media, and for good reason. This is particularly upsetting to people. The new policy will permit PayPal to sanction users who advance purported misinformation or present risks to user well-being with fines of up to $2,500 per offense. The financial services company, which has repeatedly deplatformed organizations and individual commentators for their political views, will expand its, quote, existing list of prohibited activities on November 3rd. Among the changes are prohibitions on, quote, the sending, posting, or publication of any messages, content, or materials that promote misinformation or present a risk to user safety or well-being. And, of course, we know from the COVID years, the recent last couple of years, that the definition of misinformation is anything that goes against the official government line.
Mm-hmm. I was going to bring that up because with the COVID example, I wonder if they would be willing to withdraw the $2,500 charges if something that was considered misinformation in the past is no longer considered misinformation.
Then changes later.
Right, exactly.
Legit.
Well, I know for a fact that government doesn't work that way.
No.
And I'm betting that the corporations under control of government will not operate that way either.
I think you're right.
Now, they say here users are barred also from, quote, the promotion of hate, violence, racial, or other forms of intolerance that is discriminatory. Now, the outrage.
Yeah, well, something tells me that they're not going to target you for example, believing in racial quotas for letting people into colleges.
Right, or supporting Ukraine,
right,
for instance. So, look, the standard libertarian line, of course, here would be, well, PayPal is a private company, and, of course, they can set whatever rules that they want to. So if you don't like it, take your business somewhere else.
Yeah.
And
I'm betting that they won't even push back if you, like, call for the extermination of all Russians.
Probably not.
They probably won't bat an eyelash at that, because those aren't the groups that they're concerned about.
At this point in time.
Yeah.
Right. And, of course, there was apparently a truck bomb set off in Crimea recently. We can talk about that, too, which is a suicide bombing that's being hailed, apparently, by the people that support Ukraine. They're supporting suicide bombing.
I've seen people on Twitter, 800,000 followers, blue check mark, saying that they have never been happier in their lives that this terrorist attack happened against innocent people. Three innocent people died as a result of that, let alone how many innocent people are going to be affected by the supply chain disruptions that ensue.
So yeah, PayPal probably not going to go after people expressing those viewpoints, because again, if you're expressing the mainstream viewpoint, you're safe. As far as PayPal is concerned for right now.
Well, it's the same thing with misinformation or with violence. If it is state-sanctioned misinformation, it's not misinformation. If it's state-sanctioned violence, even unofficially, which Ukraine is not officially state-sanctioned, but it is very clearly state-sanctioned.
I mean, they're getting billions upon billions of dollars from U.S. taxpayers. So there has been something that has changed in the last 24 hours about this particular story, and that is PayPal has walked back the $2,500 fine, basically. The idea that PayPal would be able to just deduct $2,500 from somebody's account for saying something that they don't like, maybe they realized that was going to open them up to some serious financial ramifications because, I mean, technically they have, I think the term is fiduciary duty, to even if they are going to close your account, if you've got money in that account, they have to give it back to you.
Mm.
You know?
Well, and one of the things about this is that, I mean, we have very clearly seen what people are willing to put up with, but there are certain things that will actually get people to do something, to get up off their rump and, like, sue them, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So they will actually go, no, that is beyond the pale. I'm going to actually go hire a lawyer now, whereas they'll put up with a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can push somebody pretty far.
Yeah, and I mean, it is just baffling to me that you are literally living out memes at this point. Like, there were a handful of memes of, like, you know, the little place where you swipe your card at the register or at the gas pump, and there would be, like, a little thing where they put in that your charge cannot be completed until you delete this number of tweets, for example.
Right.
Like, that's
we laugh now, but it's pretty much there.
Isn't it already happening in China?
It's
my understanding.
Well, it's literally happening in PayPal.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just they're doing it after the fact now instead of preemptively, but that's the only change that we're talking about here. Going from, you know, okay, well, we found something we didn't like, we're closing your account, to restricting you based on active posting and somehow being able to be aware of those things. We're not very far. I mean, the technology's there, it just hasn't been programmed and implemented.
To my mind, the only real difference there is that at least in the meme, you had an opportunity to get your card back. Whereas this one, nope, we don't like what you said. You're out.
Well, and PayPal initially defended what they were planning, which was the taking of $2,500 directly from the person's PayPal account. The company's user agreement contains a provision in which account holders acknowledge the figure is, quote, presently a reasonable minimum estimate of PayPal's actual damages, unquote, due to the administrative cost of tracking violations and damage to the company's reputation. So they're saying that because they are going to close your account, they have incurred costs of closing your account, like having to deal with sending a press release or having to deal with hiring an attorney, whatever their claim is. Instead of it's just like, oh, we press the delete button and we issue you a check. I mean, look, I've had bank accounts closed before, and the banks have never debited me a dime on the balance of what was owed in that account. It's just they chose to close the account, they cut a check for the amount in the account, and that's it. That's the end of the story.
If that's truly their justification, then they should allow for there to be a clause for some of their higher-earning people that are on their platform that make it so that if they are falsely accused of misinformation, that PayPal has to give them $2,500 or whatever the equivalent right. is of their time of damages, of the time that it took for them to do that and the time and the reputation that was damaged as a result. It's only fair.
Well, yeah, it's absurd to think that payments are an endorsement of what is paid for.
Yeah, it's insane. And, of course, if PayPal makes a big stink about deleting somebody's account, then that's way more damaging to that person
Absolutely.
Than just PayPal being used by millions of people for things PayPal doesn't even know about 99.9% of the time. There's more coming up here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
are open here, and you can join us. We're talking about PayPal changing their policy coming up in about a month, November 3rd. They're going to add some new terminology that's going to legitimize them taking down accounts for various different things that are unpopular, that are not officially supported by the governments of the world, like so-called promoting misinformation. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if they've already been doing this under some other term that they have in their contract, but it's now in the news, so you're welcome to comment on it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Zephin.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
And we know that things are looking bad, you know, as far as the economy is concerned. When we get a chance, we'll talk a little bit more about CBDCs and other economic-related. I know you had some comments, Bigless, on the UN. Apparently they're urging central banks to stop raising interest rates. We'll find out what that's all about coming up. But, you know, one thing you can do right now to protect yourself, begging the Federal Reserve, begging politicians isn't going to change anything, so you have to take steps on your own without asking anybody's permission to do so, and that is, you know, to protect yourself financially. And savvy investors have been diversifying into gold and silver with BullionMax.com. Now, BullionMax will let you buy gold and silver products without talking to a salesperson. You just do it straight from their website, BullionMax.com/FTL. That'll actually take you to their gold back page. And I'm a big fan of goldbacks, and I suspect you guys are as well. They're really taking off up here in the Freedom Community in New Hampshire. I actually just got to meet one of the goldback guys last night at the event that I was at. He's out here from Utah. He's talking to business owners all around the state. He told me last night we've got about 100 businesses around New Hampshire that are officially accepting the goldback.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I don't know how that compares to Utah. I suspect Utah's got the lead because they had the goldback 2 years before we did. But he says, yeah, 100's not a bad start, but we need to have 1,000. And, of course, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. And people love these things. They are beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can carry in your wallet. And I do carry in my wallet. And that's because I love the opportunity to bring gold into a conversation, leave it as a tip. And I always leave it as an additional tip. So I like to tip well in cash and then ask the waiter, hey, do you like gold? And 9 times out of 10, they'll say yes, and then I will, you know, give them some extra gold in the form of the gold bag. So if you are wanting to use gold, if you just want to stack gold, get some ounces or silver, you want to get some ounces of silver, put them in a safe and forget about them. But if you actually want to use gold to buy things, to sell things, that sort of thing, then goldbacks are the only option for you because they make gold useful, and they're amazing. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL to get your goldbacks. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. So we're talking about the PayPal, and, of course, goldbacks are a perfect example of something that there's no third party involved. It's just a person-to-person transaction to buy or sell things, whereas PayPal, they've got your balance, and if they want to freeze that balance and turn it over to the government, they can do that or hold on to it. And
goldbacks are truly fungible. So, like, dollar bills are mostly fungible, but if they want to, they can say, okay, well, this serial number of this bill was issued to this person at this time, this serial number of this bill came back into this bank over here, and get some idea of what's going on if they want to put forth the effort.
Goldbacks do have serial numbers.
Do they?
They do.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you don't deposit them, and the banks don't track. So, I mean, your point kind of tracks still, but they do still have track. You know, they still do have identification numbers, I guess you could call them.
It's actually an anti-counterfeiting feature because if you look at the backside of the goldback, you see the reverse of the image. By the way, goldbacks, beautiful. If you haven't seen them yet in person, the images online just don't do them justice. You really have to see this to believe it. So there's like an image on the front of artwork, but on the backside, there's like the reverse kind of negative image of that artwork, and the serial number is part of that reversed image. So, again, it's if somebody's just copying a fake goldback or whatever, which, of course, would be very difficult to even try to make
a goldback. I was trying to think, I was like, dear God, how would you even attempt to...
they can't do that backside, and you would have to spend millions of dollars in order to have equipment that could even come close to doing a fake gold back. And if you've got that kind of equipment, you might as well just make real product at that point. So anyway, there's a lot of cool like anti-counterfeiting features. So back to the story about PayPal, though. There's a senior program officer at the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. I got to say, I've never heard of them, but they sound like a good group. Aaron Turr, he says, under existing law, PayPal has the ability as a private company to implement this type of viewpoint discrimination policy. Whatever motivation they have for establishing these vague new categories of prohibited expression, they'll almost certainly have a severe chilling effect on users' speech, as is often the case with ill-defined and viewpoint discriminatory speech codes. Those with unpopular or minority viewpoints would likely bear the brunt of these restrictions. And so that does ask for the question of, well, why is PayPal doing this? What is their motivation? Is this coming from on high somewhere? Is there, somebody higher up than PayPal that, PayPal's its chief executive is the member of this secretive cabal of bankers or whatever? Who is making these decisions and why is it?
Well, and one of the things that people tend to think, like, oh, if this is coordinated in X, Y, and Z sort of a way, then, oh, it's a conspiracy. Or, like, oh, if you're saying that this was, that this is all working in the same direction, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. When none of that is necessary. I mean, there is such a thing as a culture. Mm-hmm. Like, you create a culture. So if you have a culture of we are against X, and especially if that culture becomes, dominant politically, then it will spread throughout everyone who is reliant on that political machinery.
But shouldn't PayPal have a culture of making money? I mean, that's what they got into business in the late 1990s as basically the first company to
guess
really
who has all the money?
The
federal government of the United States,
well,
of course.
Yeah, but
they have more. They have an infinite amount of money. They are the only ones have an infinite amount of money.
I don't doubt the federal government has accounts with PayPal in various different ways, but PayPal makes its money off of fees that they collect from people sending from one person to another. Mm-hmm. PayPal takes 3% or whatever
that is. And if the United States federal government tells their organizations not to deal with PayPal, not to do any of their business with PayPal, especially like their public-private partnerships and things like that, then it will take so much of PayPal's money, or even worse yet, if they decide that PayPal is not living up to their standards and they say you can't operate in the United States or with any United States corporation, like, they're finished.
That would be brutal.
Yeah.
That's true. The move comes days after PayPal canceled three accounts linked to Toby Young, a commentator who runs a nonprofit called Free Speech Union. The organization has defended clients such as actor and comedian Russell Brand, who recently moved his show from YouTube to Rumble in reaction to censorship from the former platform.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, yeah. I'm following him. He was actually the one that inspired me to get a Rumble account.
Yeah, he'd always kind of, like, several years ago, he kind of came off as like a hard leftist, but he seems to have taken a much more kind of critical stance towards the state in general during COVID.
He's absolutely red-pilled now.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, him and Jimmy Dore are the two people I think of as, like, the best people on the left.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We actually opened up a Rumble account at your suggestion last weekend, Peakless. So if you want to follow us there, you can go to. I think I made the short code. I'll give you that later. I need to make a subdomain for it. More coming up here. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree on Friday that establishes a new operator for the ExxonMobil Corp-led Sakhalin 1 oil and gas project in Russia's Far East. Putin's move, affecting Exxon's largest investment in Russia, mimics a strategy he used to seize control of other energy properties in his country. A U.S. Navy reconnaissance aircraft flew near the site of the ruptured Nord Stream 2 pipeline in the Baltic Sea hours after the first damage emerged. A flight, the Washington said, was routine. Seismologists registered explosions in the area, and police in several countries have launched investigations. Cables vital for the rail networks were intentionally cut in two places, causing a near three-hour halt to all rail traffic in northern Germany on Saturday morning in what authorities called an act of sabotage without identifying who might be responsible. Federal police are investigating the incident. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join the show here. We are here on the live Saturday edition of the program. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Zeffin and Peakless Mountaineer in the studio. Tonight we're talking about the big corporate payment systems like PayPal targeting, and Visa, MasterCard, targeting people who have outside the mainstream views. PayPal now announcing that they're going to, as of November 3rd, update their terms of service, which, of course, is always a one-sided thing. And you don't ever get to negotiate the terms of service with these companies, so they can change them to say whatever they want. And they said they were going to prohibit so-called misinformation or any information that, quote, presents a risk to user safety or well-being. Promotion of violence and hate and racial or other forms of intolerance. And again, it's their company. I do agree they can do whatever they want with it. And these sorts of moves by these corporations should incentivize people to go and look into some of these alternatives that we've been talking about for years, like cryptocurrency, where you don't have to rely on a centralized counterparty or, you know, mediator or whatever, somebody to pass your money through to get it to the other destination.
So, I mean, you brought up it's their company, they can do what they want. And one thing that I'd actually like to get y'all's perspective on is this. Like, so it seems to me that, number one, no one reads their contracts. Number two, contracts are written in a language that we can't even read when we try.
Legalese.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally a different language. I mean, like, for example, in my language, if I say the sentence, a person does not need to breathe and can live forever, like, that's insane.
Yeah.
In that language, because a person is a different thing, of course a person doesn't need to breathe.
They're saying a person can also include a corporation, which of course is just a file folder. It's a legal fiction.
Right.
It's paperwork.
Right. So, I mean, the idea of like, okay, if it's yours, you can do what you want with it. But here's the thing. When you have an agreement with someone, they have to be clear what the agreement is. Mm. And it seems to me that PayPal, the only time when they tell you what the agreement is when they say it in this language you don't speak, in this document that is too long for you to read even if it was in your language, whereas, like, if you're going to non-fraudulently interact with a person, you have to make clear what the agreement is. And it seems like they're saying, we will make payments for you.
So, hot take, guys, I actually don't hate this. And the reason...
By the way, Zeffin's going to law school.
I'm not talking about the broad points that you're making. What you're saying, I completely agree with. What I mean is their policy, broadly, because the way that I see it, there's two ways that everything can end up. One, we just experience complete tyranny that pushes people to the point of trying these alternatives, where people are so uncomfortable with how PayPal and all of these other institutions are treating them that they go to cryptocurrency and they all flood to it and all of these different alternatives. Or we can go the route of them boiling the frog slowly, where it's just over time they make small little changes to their policy that no one notices, and then by the time that it's over, you know, the outcome is worse than we could have ever imagined. So
the only
criticism that I have of them is I wish that it was a $50,000 penalty.
Well, I mean, the first one's a good point, but I think obviously they are aiming for the latter. I mean, so you said that they pulled back after there was an outcry.
That's the part I don't like.
They lost back the penalty. They're probably still going to be closing people's accounts. They just supposedly won't initiate the $2,500 penalty.
Well, and that seems to me like what they're trying to do is boil the frog slowly. Mm-hmm. Like, they cranked up the heat one extra notch, and now the frog kicked its leg. They're like, click, back down.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, are you used to that? I can wait.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me very clear that that's what they're trying to do, is just boil the frog slowly.
Yeah, that being said, they could be boiling it a lot faster, and I wish that they were. But I think that they're making a fundamental miscalculation on how fast they're actually boiling. I think that people are going to just start encountering this more and more. Like, there are some gaming channels that just say, you know, terms like, retard or something like that, mm-hmm. right? And they get flagged for hate speech, you know? And it's like, wow, I did not think that would happen. And when you get the normies activated, that's when you find yourself to be in some serious trouble. And I think that the term misinformation is just so broad that they're not going to find their... You know, people are going to get swept up in this that they didn't intend on getting swept up in it.
That's true. Well, I mean, that's one of the reasons why they chose the term misinformation. They didn't want to be specific about what they... You know, so that is a term you can literally drive a Mack truck through. I mean, you can ban anything just by calling it misinformation.
Right.
But it's a net that's so wide that it's going to impact their ability to, you know, make it seem like a steady boil.
Yeah, I suppose I was using an outmoded form of thinking, to be honest. Like, what I was thinking about is, like, well, if only we were allowed to compete, then PayPal would have competitors that we could turn to as an alternative to them, and that is outmoded thinking, because the fact is that the technology exists where we no longer have to wait until the government allows us to have a business that can compete in anything financial. Mm-hmm. Like, we have technology that allows us to completely sidestep this for something that's uncensorable.
It's a superior system, too, because I don't know if you guys have used PayPal that much. I started
with them in the late 90s. So
I try to stay away from it because it's kind of a crappy system. Like, The fees are really high. It's really slow. I was paid something for it recently, and it took like over 30 days to like take out my money, and it was a good amount, it was a good chunk of change.
Why? Why did it take so long?
I think that they just they said, oh, it's too much money, and so you have to like wait a time period, and then there was like some verification process I didn't have to.
That is weirdly standard for banking.
Yeah, and none of these things are things I've run into with cryptocurrency, obviously.
Right.
And also, if I had used something like Bitcoin Cash or something like that, I'm not even really incurring a fee. So why would I deal with a bureaucratic agency, basically, that's slower, costs more, and is much more of a hassle, and that I can't even control?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, you're not going to find any opposition here on this program. But if you want to weigh in...
I'll devil's advocate on this one.
All right.
So it seems to me that the reason people are still using, you know, dollars instead of Bitcoin Cash, for example, is because they are so focused on liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't necessarily find someone who wants Bitcoin Cash.
Mm-hmm.
You can always find someone who wants U.S. dollars. Partly because, you know, if we don't have a certain number of them, they will kidnap us.
Well, living in New Hampshire, I certainly could have gotten it liquidated a lot faster than 30 days. Believe that.
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that people accept dollars. It's the incumbent. It's always hard to knock the king off the hill, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not going to be an easy thing to do.
Inertia.
Cryptocurrency is still new to the game. So, I mean, for us, we're all old hat at this. But most of the people listening on, you know, broadcast radio probably still haven't even gotten their first bit of a coin, right?
That's
like
right.
Their first fraction of a Satoshi or whatever, right? So they're still just hearing about it. And if you go back in time and you look at being a credit card salesman in 1950 or whenever it was, the Diners Club came out, the first credit card technology, imagine the difficulty of going around to businesses and saying, hey, I've got an idea. How about you start letting your customers use this thing to make payments with, we'll charge you for it, and your customers will be happier. I mean, business will be like, what are you talking
about?
That's
credit cards, though, isn't it?
That's exactly what credit cards are. That's what I was describing.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been done before. It just has to be done again.
That's what but I'm saying.
It'll be easier this time.
It is easier this time because the product is better.
Right.
Cryptocurrency is a better product. The fees are much lower in most cases. But there is a learning curve.
Mm.
And there was a learning curve with credit cards back in the day, too. You had to have that machine where, you know, I don't know if you guys are...
I missed the shuck-shuck sound.
machine, yeah, okay. Kids, you don't know what we're talking about with this. We're coming up in moments. The number 603-283-6160. What do you want to talk about? Alternative forms of payment to get out of this.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live and the Live Saturday Show. You can join us here at the number 603-283-6160. Hop online over freetalklive.com. We're talking about these big tech and big corporate banker-type platforms like PayPal coming after people's accounts for things that they might post online. Of course, we know that the big tech, big media social corporations like Twitter and Facebook have been going after accounts for posting quote-unquote misinformation, locking people's accounts out, and banning them entirely. So if you want to avoid some of that, you can just go to social.freetalklive.com and get yourself an account on our social media platform. It's a Mastodon-based system. That means it's federated to other Mastodons all around the world. Thousands of them are out there. So you can connect with other people on Mastodon, and they don't have to be on our server. So if there's somebody you want to follow on some other server, you can do that, unless they, of course, have disconnected from us for some reason, which they can do. That's part of the fun of federation. You can go and experience it. You can post and have a much wider range of things you can say at social.freetalklive.com. More freedom for your speech at social.freetalklive.com.
We'll even allow you to spread misinformation.
Yeah, spread whatever information you want to.
The horror.
I got to say, like, so this word gets thrown around, misinformation. It's sort of a buzzword these days, right? And they talk about this thing as if it is just the easiest thing in the world to discern the nature of truth.
Oh, it's easy. You just ask the government and they'll tell you.
They would have no incentive to lie to you.
Right. Politicians never lie. Mm-hmm. The underlings of politicians couldn't possibly lie.
We're the government. Trust us.
Right? Weren't you paying attention in government school? They taught us all this stuff already.
They sure did.
Well, and honestly,
they taught you to obey and believe everything they tell you.
You know, if people didn't hate philosophy so much, this wouldn't be such a problem. Like, if we actually had the occasional conversation on the nature of truth, then it would not escape our notice how difficult that is to pin down.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come along with this, oh, well, misinformation term, we would be immune. attuned to the idea that there is an easily discernible truth or a single authority that can tell us exactly what is real in the universe all of the time.
I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you were on the night that I played it, but there was a clip of the Jacinda Ardern. She's the prime minister character from New Zealand, and she was literally saying, "You come to us for truth." I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that essentially was what she was saying. We are your source for the truth. That's actually what she was telling people. Mm-hmm. And you have to wonder how many people believe that.
Yeah, it was, I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing of it, but there was a, gosh, it was like CNN or MSN or something like that, that she was talking about all these misinformers and how they're telling you what's real, and that's our job.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And just the phrase, "that's our job," just sort of slipped out, and it's like, yes, that is exactly what you really believe, and you could not possibly have gotten this job if you did not, in your heart of hearts, believe that that is the truth.
If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thanks to Alex, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Alex is gold-level support, which means he's doing $10 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And, yes, you can pay with your PayPal account through Patreon. And, you know, that's one of the frustrations of, you know, having to deal with these platforms out there is they are so ubiquitous. Mm-hmm. You don't want to turn them down because so many people do have access to them at the moment. That may change coming soon. But if you're going to do that, you have to do it with the understanding that your existence on their platform is tenuous at best, and that it could be disappeared in 24 hours if somebody gets a hair up their butt and decides that they don't like what you just said recently and they want to punish you for it. So that's why laying the groundwork now as to being able to accept alternatives is the way to go. Mm-hmm. Starting to learn now about cryptocurrency, looking into goldbacks, right? And goldbacks are great for in-person, but, of course, they're not very good for online. So crypto is really the only legitimate solution to protect your wealth and be able to send it back and forth online.
It's peanut butter and jelly, really. I mean, like, really, it's so hard to use the goldback platform if you're not physically there with the other person. But on the flip side, it's, to some people, just as difficult to use the cryptocurrency platform if you are right there in person with the other person. Yeah.
If you get a bad internet connection or whatever, you get weird error messages out of the software, and then you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, so they just have different use cases, in my opinion. I think that they both definitely have a place.
I like the way you described it, peanut butter and jelly.
It is. It really is peanut butter and jelly.
They really are complimentary. And, I mean, I would like to point out there's a couple of cryptocurrencies that are pegged to the value of gold. So that
there's
allows
been a bunch
them to,
of them.
Like, that allows them to integrate even more easily.
Mm-hmm. So, again, thanks, Alex, for signing up over at our Patreon. And you can go to amps.freetalklive.com to sign up there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. One of the problems when you're trying to leave a platform like PayPal, but yet still stay in the realm of being able to accept dollars, is that you always have to know that every other credit card, debit card-based, Visa, MasterCard platform, all of them are a banking system. You're going through some banking system. Somebody's asking permission from some big mega bank in order to have these payment networks. And so, you know, Patreon shuts us down tomorrow and we go with something else that allows credit card processing. It's only a matter of time before, if we're really unpopular, somebody points out to whichever credit card processor that is and says, oh, did you know you're doing business with this company or this group? And, you know, then you're done from there. So eventually, if they want to, they will shut you down from every single centralized payment platform out there.
Well, at this point, there are a lot of companies that are starting up specifically because of that. Because Patreon is, for example, is censoring a lot of the workers. So there are a lot of, you know, like Locals, for example, was started specifically because, like, Patreon and Subscribestar were pulling the accounts of opinions.
Subscribestar's been doing it too?
Yep, a little bit.
Not a surprise.
A little bit. And that's why locals came up with
specifically because of that. But those locals take credit cards?
Yes.
And they can be targeted too, right?
Well, and one of the interesting things about PayPal in particular is, like, it is at the meeting point between two things that are going on. Like, on the one hand, you have, like, Twitter and YouTube and all of that censoring people because of their beliefs or the information that they put out. And, like, because so many people have moved to these large platforms, they believe that they can use them to manipulate people. And at the same time, the U.S. dollar is doing the same thing, and especially the SWIFT system, the international banking system that's associated with it. So many people have moved to the U.S. dollar and have made this the reserve currency of the world that they are using it to manipulate people into doing what they want.
Right. I mean, not even, as we've seen with the Russia situation, not even nation states are safe from being deplatformed.
Right.
I mean, that Russia's been taken off of SWIFT.
Quite right.
Now, and we should get into the Russia-Ukraine situation as well, but since we're talking internationally here and still about money, because you wanted to comment on the United Nations. And this was a story that we did talk about, I think, earlier this week, in that the UN is demanding that not just the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, but other central banks stop raising interest rates, because this is going on in a lot of places. It's not just happening here. They're all playing by the same playbook. And the UN said they should stop because they're worried, supposedly, about a recession.
So, just real quick, just to point it out, you gotta love how they're like, it's not us printing all this money throughout the world that's causing this recession. It's you not letting us have more money printed. That's the problem. So, like, as we get into a deepening recession and eventual depression, which we are in a recession, it will get worse. It will go on for a long time.
Oh, but I heard the White House said it wasn't a recession because they changed the definition of what a recession is.
Yeah. Well, you can go ahead and try that if you like, but it doesn't change the price of milk.
Right.
So what does change the price of milk is printing all that money. And you got to love how they're going to blame this on not printing more money. But the thing that's that really interests me about what's going on with this is, so at the moment there is a plan to remove commercial banks from the entire scheme, and commercial banks are not going along for the ride.
The scheme of the dollar,
international
or
banking
money. Okay.
So part of the whole, like, central bank digital currency thing is that by going through a government computer system, we will bypass all of the commercial banks.
And they don't
Fed,
want that. Yeah.
No, the Fed is commercial banks.
They are the board
literally
of directors.
Owned by the commercial banks. That's who owns the Fed, is the largest commercial banks. So they don't like the fact that especially actors like the World Economic Forum are devising this plan to completely obliterate commercial banking throughout the world. And
we'll talk more about it coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There are these plans for these central bank digital currencies. The big bankers definitely do not want to disappear, so they're pushing back to some extent. They just want to be able to sculpt the CBDC.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.